So it's interesting, especially when you start doing spiritual talks on change, the things that change. I said this during the first service when the mic went out, and I was like, oh, well, I have to welcome change, because as a minister, we also have to do what we preach. And so here I am with the mic, unable to move. And then I thought about it for a second, especially since this talk is really about not only embracing change, but being uncomfortable in your comfortableness, and that I am now that I'm here with one mic. I thought, you know what? I can still move around, because with the beauty of technology, I have this mic, and then I can go to this mic. I can saunter over to this mic. Ooh, and it has a different vibe to it. And thank you, Carol, for being tall enough for me to be in this mic. And if you're lucky, I might even talk like this. See how change can be fun? It can be invigorating. It can be exciting. Because that's really what we are meant to do. This whole week. And wasn't it great that the first week of this month we had change in ministers? Yes, I mean, Jim Fuller was here again. I mean, just to surprise you, just to change it up. That's what God does. And we call it jokes, but the reality is that is what life is all about. It is not becoming enmeshed and comfortable in the comfort zone. And so many of us, yes, I'm included, love my comfort zone. I mean, don't we work hard to get to that comfort zone, that perfect spot? I mean, we've taken years of education. We've gone through these toils and trials. And finally, we're in a comfortable spot where we're happy. And here I have the nerve to tell you, don't get too comfortable there. Yes, I am. This is what this whole talk is, because the spiritual truth, the spiritual reality is that we are here not to be uncomfortable. We're here to continue to expand and grow. Because once it starts feeling good where you want to be stuck in your comfort, and you're calling it this comfort zone, inevitably, that comfort zone is not going to be good anymore. And you're going to go, what happened? It was so good yesterday. It's not feeling very good today. It's because we are not meant to be stagnant. We are meant to live. We are meant to evolve. That is what God's gift for us is. That is why there is an infinite amount of possibilities for us to express, to move forward in that infinite possibility, to make it manifest. And once we've made that manifest, to move on to another great new creation. Because if that wasn't the way it is, if God didn't want it that way, then God wouldn't be providing us with a new day, with a shift of the sun going down, to change it tonight, for a rebirthing of the sun to come up, to bring us anew. We wouldn't be breathing. We wouldn't be shedding skin. A lot of the changes that we wouldn't do, because that isn't what was meant to be. But the truth is that we are meant to change. We are meant to evolve. We are meant to move out of our comfort zone. So for any of us who have a comfort zone, it is time for us to move. Yeah, I know. But really, the question I have for you is, are you happy in your comfort zone, or are you just comfortable? Thank you for the over here. I'll say that again. In your comfort zone, are you really happy? Are you just comfortable being there, not having to move, not having to think, just being stagnant in what used to be? Because I tell you, what used to be will always turn into not so hot anymore, of which you will be forced to move, claws in ground or claws on this, wanting to stay, but the reality is we are not meant to stay. We are meant to evolve, to rise, to grow, to move forward, because what God has for us is greatness. What God had for us at that time when we got stuck in the comfort zone, that was greatness at that time. But don't we have faith that God has even more? That there is an infinite, yes, thank you for that, Roger, that yes, that's God speaking, yes. In a twinkling, celebratory way, God is like, yes, I have more for you. And coming up with this story, I remembered reading the book, The Alchemist, a long time ago. How many of you have read The Alchemist? Yeah, it's a powerful book. It's a beautiful, and it's simplistic in a beautiful way, in that it's the heroic, the hero's journey. I think most of us are going through the hero's journey. That's a part of coming out of your comfort zone, is a part of our own hero's journey, moving away from that. It was about a young shepherd, a young boy by the name of Santiago. Santiago had dreams, and I'm going to minimize this. He had dreams of grandeur. He had dreams that he wanted to be a legend. He was going to go to Egypt, to the pyramids, and find treasure. And he came out of his comfort zone. That took some balls, didn't it? It took some courage. It took some guts. Because a shepherd's life is kind of easy, but it's mundane, isn't it? You get up at a certain time. You make sure, if they're out the pasture, you're making sure that they're eating, they're making sure that nothing has come to destroy the peace of your flock. You might move them along, you might lay in, with your flock. It's work. And then after a while, it's a timetable. You come back, you eat, you sleep. And then you get up really early to do the same thing over again. But no, Santiago wanted more. And so he ventured out from what he was used to. He ventured out from his comfort zone, and he traveled. And while he was going on his travels, he met up with a gypsy. He met up with someone that called himself a king, and he met up with an alchemist. But the real bulk, and none of them, they said he was looking for his treasure outward, asking everyone, where do I find the treasure? And they were pointing him to all over the place. Yeah, okay, the pyramids are that way, and you can probably find treasure in this bulk of sand. They were just pointing him everywhere. They didn't know what he was looking for. They were just pointing him, and he ventured out. The bulk of the story is really what is most important. I would say, if you haven't read it in a long time, read it again. If you haven't, pick up The Alchemist. The bulk of the story is that he went back home. And he realized that the treasure he was seeking outside of himself was actually in here. That the true treasure was himself. And even though he went back to the place he came from, he came back changed. He came back evolved. He came back wiser because of all the people that he met, because of all the experiences that he had. He did not come, and no, anytime we come back to the place where we left, that has changed as well. And now he can come back a worldly young man to also create change. The bulk of the story is that it's an inward job. Our comfort zone is an inward job. The change that we seek is an inward job. Just as Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. I know it seems like, yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times. And we've heard it 1,000 times. We grab a hold of it because there has that wisdom and truth to it. Because the world won't change unless we change. The world won't change unless our minds change. And the world is this world as we see it as an illusion. The world is changing and evolving all the time. You will not find your treasure in the comfort zone. You will not find your treasures in the comfort zone. Actually, your comfort zone, it's said, is where your dreams actually die, are in your comfort zone. So let us not allow the dreams to die. And know that the true dreams are dreams that are constantly impregnated within you from God. Whatever you want to call God, Allah, Jesus, holy moly, creator, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, holy moly, yeah. Holy moly, this is great. However you want to name it, Gene. Just be willing to accept it and move forward because you are empowered to get out of your comfort zone and to expand, to explore, to move forward. Because I ask you all, when was the last time you experienced something for the first time? When was it the last time that you experienced anew, something great to expand? And yes, I get it. Most of us have tried something new like food. I'll try a new food. But when it comes to your life, and most of the time we stop because if we didn't like it, it's like, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to try something new. Yes? I'm hearing some giggling because I'm like, yeah. Because there are times when we've stepped out of our comfort zone and we didn't like what we get. That just means that we need to step more. Take one step. Sometimes, as the song says, we might be in darkness still. Take two steps. We might be in darkness still. But you can keep moving, trusting in God, and knowing that everything you want is on the other side of your fears. Everything that you can dream of is on the other side of your fears, on the other side of your comfort zone. And everything that you want, your biggest dreams, are impregnated within you, within your mind, within your heart, within your soul, through the Mother, Father, God. So how do we get out of these comfort zones? How do we move forward in self-discovery and embracing the truth that Spirit has for us? Well, I have these five spiritual practices for us all to leave our comfort zones. First one, always the most, and know that these are five spiritual truths that you can use for getting out of fear, getting out of anything, and embracing them. Know that God is good. Know that no matter what the situation is, that we're not talking about the old time religion. We're not talking about the God that smites you, the God that is going to test you, the God that is leading you wrong. Because truly, my beloveds, the only ones who are testing are us because we continue to block our blessings. I jokingly say the only one who's giving me my cosmic 2x4, my universal 2x4, is me not aligning myself to the truth that God has, the love that God has, because God is good. God is great, and God only wants our greatness. And once we realize that, really implant ourselves in that truth, no matter what kind of change comes, no matter what we hear within ourselves that says, come out of your comfort zone and do that, we will know that God only wants our good, that God is everywhere present, conspiring for our good, wanting our good, moving us. But God is not going to force us to do anything. Well, I don't know. Reverend Jim said something that was quite brilliant and true. The universe is moving. Universe continues to move, whether you want to move with it or not. And because the universe is moving, because life is moving, because nothing is stagnant within our lives, you can try to plant, but you're going to be dragged along. And how much more painful is it holding tooth and nail trying to stay put while the universe drags you along? See, that isn't God trying to give you a cosmic 2x4. That's just life. That is the law of everything in this universe. It's going to move. So let go. Have faith that whatever God has for you, it's going to be great. And the only reason why it might not be so great is because we're holding on to something that is no longer a reality and trying to make it our reality until it becomes something that is unhealthy, unsound. Release, let go. The universe is moving in beautiful ways. Let us create a beautiful universe the way God wants us to, through, in, and as us, which takes us to the other part, that if God is everywhere present, God is within us in totality, fully, which means that we are the hands, we are the face, we are as God created us, as God. Now, that's a hard one to chuck. That is the mission of what Jesus tried to teach each and every one of us. For it is what Jesus said in John 14:20, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And if we're in Jesus, and Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus, where's the Father? In us. We are not only the creation of God, we are the hands of God. And our role here is to continue to evolve so that we can continue to have heaven here on earth. And the second part is you knowing that no matter what mistakes you've made in your life, what mistakes you might be making now, you are the presence of God. And if God is good innately, you and I are good. And so, to move out of your comfort zone, God is good. You know what? God is in me, through me, guiding me. Innately, I'm good, which means I'm calling forth my good, which leads us to the third thing. Thoughts create after their kind. Thoughts create experiences. Your thoughts, your feelings manifest something. They manifest a word. And in that word, you can see what's going on in your heart and mind. If you like what the words say about your life, then you can continue to chant those words so that you can see them pictured out in your life, so that you can create your life. So look at what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. If you're in an unhappy place, if you're in your comfort zone, listen to the words that you're saying about your comfort zone. And if you're saying, I'm comfortable, I'm not the happiest person, but I know what I get here, I know what I'm doing here, then it's time to release and let go and don't be dragged along. Allow God's will of good to come up, God's will of greatness to come into your life, sweep everything away, break it apart, and move forward knowing that no matter what the struggles are, only greatness is being made manifest. And if you need help in doing that, fourth thing is prayer. Going into the silence. I'm going to go meditation first. Meditation. How many of us, when things seem to be going hectic, there's chaos, your mind just keeps going. It's just a hamster wheel. And you keep going, quiet mind, I need to hear, but it keeps going. And anything and everything that you need to, you don't want to hear keeps coming to you. Has that happened to you when life seems to get hectic? I think all of us do that. Meditation is that beautiful tool where you can just kind of release and let go. And I hear people going, but Crystal, Reverend Crystal, when I meditate, I'm still hearing those voices. That's all right. Practice makes perfect. The discipline of sitting down, step by step, and saying yes. If you sat down for 1 minute and didn't hear anything, yeah. But Reverend Crystal, I heard that 15, 20, half an hour, some people do it half a day. That's them. Celebrate what you can do right here, right now. 1 minute turns into 2 minutes. 2 minutes turns into 5 minutes. 5 minutes turns into 10 minutes. And if something comes in, you are able to release and let it go and go back into the silence. 10 minutes turns into a half an hour. A half an hour turns into a 24-hour silent retreat. Be patient with yourself. Just go in the silence. And the beauty of the silence is that you will be able to hear the messages that are constantly coming to you from God, from Spirit, from Jesus, Allah, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, that one Spirit and Source that only wants greatness and is constantly guiding us into our greatness. Prayer. Prayer is a specific conversation. One of my favorite conversations with God is, God, I don't know what's going on, but let me know, guide me. I just have conversations. It's a prayer. God, I don't know what's happening here, but guide me out of this or guide me through this. I'm listening. Tell me what I need to do. Show me what I need to do. Show me how I need to appear. Show me what I need to release and let go of. And you know what's next? Do that. Truly, that is what's next. You go into action, because all of these theories are nice. Yourself in our self-help books, looking at a wonderful Gaia documentary, or in our bookstore with all the beautiful Unity books, or coming to the Sunday services and listening to your minister talk. They're all wonderful. You know, there's an adage that talk is cheap. And one thing I did say, and I've said it before, living in Missouri, show me. Allow yourself to be shown. Go into action. Once you hear the presence of God guiding you, move away from the fear, saying, I'm not scared of what God has for me because God only wants my good. And I am good because I am the hands and the feet of God. I am the presence of God. I am the motion of God. I've cleansed my thoughts, my minds. I know that this is the right way to do it. I'm still being imbued with the prayers. I'm still being at peace with the meditation, and I move forward in action. That is how you get out of your comfort zone. Five simple steps. Sometimes it might not be easy, but they're simple. Just do that. Move forward. Because you'll know, you'll realize, you will actualize that the biggest rewards in your life are found outside of your comfort zone. And we're good at comfort zones, and that's all right. Our comfort zones are the flags that say it's time to evolve. It's time to move forward. It's time to step forward. It's time to go deeper. You've got this. We've all got this. And it doesn't matter if your brother or your sister is at a different level. That doesn't matter. Be here now with God, Allah, Jesus, whatever you want to call it. Be here now listening to how Spirit is moving you. Don't worry about anyone else. Just continue to sweeten that relationship between you and God. Release and open the doors, put down the walls that only we put to bind ourselves. Allow ourselves to spiritually evolve. Because truly, we know that the hardest thing to do is leaving our comfort zone, but you have to let go of that life you're familiar with to risk taking the chance for your own dreams. So I say, even though sometimes change, we don't like it, thank God for change. Can you imagine if we were stuck in the past? Some of us say, God, if I was stuck in my reality now. Some people go there. That's why they want a different reality. That's why they choose to leave it forcibly. But there's easier ways. Just choose differently. And know that God's love is ever present within you. Only. O-N-L-Y, wanting your greatness. Have faith in that always. Let us say our denials and affirmations. Let me read it to you. If you agree with it, if it feels right to you, on the second go round, join me in saying it. I will not allow the stagnation of my comfort zone to control my thoughts and feelings. I am confidently moving forward to live the life I dream of living. Breathe that in if you agree with it. And let's say that together. I will not allow the stagnation of my comfort zone to control my thoughts and feelings. I am confidently moving forward to live the life I dream of living. Breathe that in one more time. That felt good to me. Does it feel good to you to just kind of release, let that go? And to affirm that I will live the dreams that I want to live, and I do it fearlessly. Let's say it one more time. I will not allow the stagnation of my comfort zone to control my thoughts and feelings. I am confidently moving forward to live the life I dream of living. And so it is. Amen.